Before we begin, everyone do me a favor.
Thanks.
Read a little thing I wrote called the Federalist Papers.
Yeah.
I explain how a nation is unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched a central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-trapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter.
Nope.
I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Welcome. You're listening to the last broadcast. I said that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The last broadcast of the Tokens
Ooh.
Radio Show. It's
Feels
Tuesday,
good.
May the 27th. It's a little bit bittersweet.
It is.
Yeah. My name's Christy.
And I'm Linda.
And we're broadcasting from the KCNR studios on the dial at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM and streaming online at KCNR1460.com. You could follow us on X at Tokens Radio Show if you would like to opine. And hello, Ben. How
good
are you?
Good evening, Ben.
Good evening. I'm doing good.
Good. We just want to thank you.
Yeah.
You've
welcome.
Been
great time.
Just amazing.
It's been fun. I've learned a lot.
Yeah, well,
I'm glad to hear that.
And
makes us feel good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got to say, you're probably one of the best producers we've had.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Just all of the little things that you do.
Around.
And you're so prepared. Is none of this last minute stuff. So.
Yeah, I can't do stuff last minute. So.
Well, you know, and I know the station listens. You know that.
Yeah.
And so I want it to go on out there so that they know.
Well, thank you.
You prepare. You're here on time. You make sure that we're in good shape. And we really appreciate that. That has not been the case for 3.5 years until you got here.
Something.
Yeah.
Well,
we appreciate
that. Thank you.
He doesn't disappear.
No, you
do
not disappear.
Look through the window and he's always there.
Yes.
Which is a very good thing. That's a good thing. Don't take me wrong. But
yes. And you work well with us.
Before, it's like, where the hell did the producer go?
And you cut our mics when you're supposed to cut the mics. Oh, gosh, we just...
we could go on and on, but thank you.
Yes, no problem. Thank you.
And hope you stay in touch with us.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, as I said, yes, tonight is our last show, and we're going to wrap it up with nearly 4 years of diving into the Bitcoin's wild ride. We're going to go back to basics, breaking down what makes cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin tick. Think digital gold and game-changing blockchain technology. Plus, we're counting down the top 10 Bitcoin stories from El Salvador's Bitcoin City to ETFs hitting Wall Street and Bitcoin soaring to $112,509.
Love
it's a bittersweet goodbye, but we're stoked to share this last chapter with you. So why don't you sit back. Let's get a market update and a word from our sponsor.
All right. Well, in regards to the market update, I have to say, it feels good to be able to give some of these numbers on the last show, okay?
Isn't it great? Yeah.
Yeah, because Bitcoin is at $108,930.28 just before we came on air. IBIT ETF is $62.50. ETH is $2,647.99. XRP 231 and strategy is 372.20. I have to say, I like that Bitcoin number.
Yeah, I do too. XRP took a bit of a dump.
Yeah, but it really fluctuates.
It does.
I was going to say a lot more than Bitcoin, but the numbers are smaller, so it seems like it does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's still, I mean, you remember.
I
don't know, in the back when we started the show, like 4 years ago, I'm not sure what it was, but for a long time it was like 58 cents.
Oh, well, not even then. I mean, several years ago, I mean, I think it was a higher value, and then it took a dump because it went into the lawsuits.
Yeah.
And then it was down like 50 cents, and that's kind of because we were like,
it was like,
no way are we doing XRP.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, none of this crypto crap, and then we kind of got on that. We had somebody enlighten us, so we got some.
Yeah,
so there you go. Yeah.
All right. Our friends at Queen of Dragons, home of fresh and local. sponsors today's show. They offer carefully cultivated unique strands with elevated experiences, exotic genetics, and robust flavors. The Queen of Dragons is known for fair pricing, stringent quality control, and knowledgeable staff. Shop their selection and schedule a delivery at www.thequeenofdragons.com or stay connected by following at Queen Dragons on X or give them a call, 530-276-9771.
Yeah, we just got a shout out to our sponsors, the Queen of Dragons, who've helped make this show possible.
Oh, yeah, in many ways.
Yeah.
They've been great.
They
great
have
people
been.
In many ways, yeah.
You bet. So let's dive into what's happening with Bitcoin this past week. You know, it's been a crazy one.
Again?
Yeah. Bitcoin smashed through 112,000 on last Thursday, riding a wave of big money investors and a friendlier vibe from U.S. regulators. President Trump's been vocal about supporting crypto, and the Senate took steps toward regulating stablecoins with what's called the Genius Act. Even Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan, who's been no fan of Bitcoin,
yes,
said his bank's now letting clients buy in.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Talk about a plot twist, right? Then they finally join you. Huge cash flows are fueling this, with Bitcoin's ETFs pulling in $6.9 billion over 3 weeks alone, and Strategy Incorporated scooped up 765 more. Or 765 million
more
worth of Bitcoin. Now, not everything's rosy. Some miners were seen selling off before the peak, and Bitcoin slipped to 106,000 today, being 108, leaving folks wondering if this is going to be the rally's, you know, going to have some legs.
Right.
Plus, a grim story out of New York: a guy named John Waltz was charged with kidnapping someone for their Bitcoin password. Can you believe that? That's wild, isn't it? Still, the mood's upbeat, with some betting Bitcoin could hit 150 or even 200,000 by year's end. I think a number of people have said that.
Yes, they have.
Yes, some of the most conservative, like James Lavish, had even said this. So
yeah.
I think we've got a good shot. We're
and I wouldn't be surprised if it wouldn't do like it has done in the past. You know, one day, like it's 110 or we're floating 108, all of a sudden, you know, you wake up in the morning and you push the market and boom.
Yeah.
It skyrockets to, you know, like 150,000, you know.
It's going to be nice to wake up to that.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm rich. You know, it'd be like a cartoon. I'm in the money now. You know what I mean?
We're thousandaires.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yep.
All right. So we thought we'd start this show, you know, or end our show by how we started nearly 4 years ago. The basics.
Right.
To kick it off, you know. Let's explore what cryptocurrencies are not currencies like dollars. Remember that. But something closer to digital asset. Here's Guy from Coin Bureau with a clear explanation about this. So it's such a short one, but give it a hit.
About 26 seconds.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Contrary to what you may have heard, most cryptocurrencies are not currencies like US dollars or euros. Most cryptocurrencies are more similar to assets like stocks, hence why most investors now refer to cryptocurrencies as digital assets. But what exactly are these digital assets? What do you get when you buy a cryptocurrency? Well, believe it or not, but it's the same thing you get when you buy a stock.
Yeah, that's what an evolution, right? Cryptos and rug pulls, and it's digital assets.
Right.
We're so sophisticated now.
Yeah. I think if people could just really grasp that it's just like stocks.
Yeah, that's true. I think
you know what I mean?
Analogy.
They have a really hard time putting Bitcoin in the same sentence as stocks.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. That really does set the stage for understanding Bitcoin as a digital asset and not just money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good analogy. So next, let's see how cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin work under the hood. Now that we know that cryptocurrencies are digital assets, how do they function? Unlike stocks, there's no company behind them, just code and a decentralized network. And here's Guy again breaking it down with the stock analogy.
Cool. Let's give it a hear.
Once upon a time, shares in a company were traded using physical notes. Each of these physical notes had a unique serial number. These shares would come from the company that issued them. And this company would keep track of who had which share, and it would do this based on the unique serial number, as well as the personal information of the person who purchased the shares. In the modern day, most shares are traded digitally. In practical terms, this means that the physical shares are no longer being passed around between people. Instead, it's just the unique serial number being digitally assigned to different owners, with the company keeping track of who owns which share. Now, as with modern-day shares, when you buy a cryptocurrency, what you're basically buying is the unique serial number without the physical share. There are a few key differences, though. The first is that there's no company that controls the issuance of cryptos. Their issuance is instead predetermined by computer code. The second difference is that there's no company which keeps track of who holds which cryptos. This is done by a decentralized network of computers, which are incentivized by fees and newly issued cryptos to ensure that these ownership records are correct. These records are stored on a blockchain, which is essentially a database shared by the computers connected to the network, kind of like a shared hard drive.
Hmm. Yeah, I like his analogies with the stock market and everything.
Right.
Because it really simplifies it and gives the, you're able to actually compare it with something that you do know, that's been around for
right.
a while, you're familiar with.
So like a digital asset address, okay, bunch of digits and a few letters, it's like trading serial numbers for stocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, because your stocks you don't hold.
Right.
You don't physically hold your stocks.
You can get stocks.
You can, but you don't. It's all done over.
It's usually held in an account.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's the genius of the blockchain here.
It is.
You know, decentralized, transparent, powering Bitcoin security.
Yeah.
You know, that's always been a big thing. So why would this matter for anybody or for
right.
you?
Right.
Let's find out. Bitcoin's technology isn't just innovative. It's revolutionary.
Yeah.
It really is. It's really changed a lot. Unlike traditional assets, it offers true ownership. Here's why cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin can stand out.
Okay,
here we go.
The third difference is that you do not need to provide personal information to use a cryptocurrency blockchain. In theory, anyone with an internet connection can purchase a crypto and hold it in their personal wallet, which is effectively like a stock trading account number without any personal details. In practice, though, most people purchase their cryptos through exchanges, which do collect personal details. The fourth difference is the most important, and that's that the supply of a cryptocurrency can't be manipulated, nor can cryptos be confiscated, if you're holding them in your personal wallet, that is. That's because the supply is programmatic, and the blockchain that tracks its ownership can't be changed. What this means is that cryptos are the first category of digital assets that you can truly own, and cannot be confiscated by any third party. By contrast, other digital assets like modern-day shares and even the digital money in your bank account technically do not belong to you and can be seized. Look it up if you don't believe me.
Mm. And we've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Here not too long
ago. You certainly have. And that's the promise of Bitcoin. Control over your wealth. It's just, and the tokens, the coins, are limited. Even though there are blockchains where they can literally create more currency, but you're going to find that, I shouldn't say currency, but more tokens, that would be more or less on like the stable coins where that does have programmability to make more. But it also has to be pegged to something like the fiat currency or gold or something like that. So let's look how Bitcoin fits into the broader crypto world. I have a plugged ear, and it is like just really bothering me to hear myself talking in these
That's
hands.
Annoying,
so I'm talking over myself. So not all cryptocurrencies are the same. Bitcoin's a coin. But what does that mean? Let's explore the difference between coins and tokens, just like how I was tripping over my tongue a moment ago.
And here we go.
All right.
At the highest level, there are two distinct categories, coins and tokens. Now, coins are the native digital assets of the blockchain they're on. Coins are used to pay for fees on their respective blockchains and are issued as rewards to the computers maintaining these blockchains. Crypto coins are difficult and expensive to build, which is why there are only a few dozen of them. As you might have guessed, the largest coin of all is BTC. BTC is a coin because it's used to pay for fees on the Bitcoin blockchain and is issued as a reward to the computers maintaining that blockchain. Coins are the native digital assets of the blockchains they're on. Tokens are digital assets that exist on top of another blockchain. Whereas coins are used to pay fees and issued as rewards on these blockchains, tokens are often used in the applications that are built on top of a blockchain.
Okay. That's huge. That's why overseas settlement and why XRP is that those are tokens. So they're used to facilitate a transfer.
Right.
Okay. Whereas you're paying a fee to use, you know, to transfer either buy or sell Bitcoin, and your fee is supporting the network.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It clarifies it big time. You know, where we sometimes those waters get muddy a little bit and people get a little confused. And we do, we'll say tokens. You know what I mean? Even referring to Bitcoin, we get a little sloppy sometimes in our vocabulary.
Right. But it's just also another example over 4 years how this has been just streamed down into maybe 5 or 6 minutes of talking about what this is when it took literally hours and years to really come to this place.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
So Bitcoin's role as a coin makes it the backbone of its own blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes it so appealing to the investors? Bitcoin isn't just technology. It's a story. It's digital gold. Narrative has made it the king of crypto. Here's why that story matters.
All right.
How can you tell which tokens have value and which ones don't? Well, the short answer is to look at the narrative. What is this crypto project claiming to offer, and does it look convincing? The fact of the matter is that most cryptos rally based on speculation around narratives. Over the years, we've found that the crypto projects that experienced the highest returns were the ones that had the strongest narratives and that were the easiest for new investors to understand and invest in. Notably, this is true regardless of whether a crypto is a coin or a token. The narrative is what matters the most. Bitcoin is the perfect example here. Bitcoin's narrative is that its BTC coin is digital gold. This is a narrative that's easy for any investor to understand, whether they're a retail investor or an institution. The result is that BTC has become the largest crypto by market cap. In our view, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah, I think the point being is do your own research is like what we had just drilled down on so much. But when he talks about the narrative matters, is it easy to understand?
Right.
I think that that is just cutting right to the chase because oftentimes one of the questions would be, gosh, I just don't understand the white paper.
Right.
For whatever project there was.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So.
And I like that he used the narrative.
Yes.
Because we come across that in all walks of our life.
Right.
The narrative. The narrative dictates a lot of stuff to us and gives us preconceived, you know, ideas.
Right.
Or we'll come to conclusions, maybe not with all the information, depending on what narrative is being plugged into our brain at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a lot to learn by it, that's for sure. So
Bitcoin's simplicity as digital gold resonates globally, right? Cementing its value. So we're going to close with a message on learning more. And as we wrap up, let's leave you with the final thought. Bitcoin and crypto are a journey, and there is still time to learn.
Always time to learn.
Yes. So here we go.
Keep a few very important things in mind. The first is that when you keep a crypto on an exchange, it technically doesn't belong to you. Besides the fact that this creates a risk that your crypto could be frozen by the exchange for, well, whatever reason, you could also lose your crypto if the exchange goes under. That's why it's of paramount importance that you keep any crypto that you're not actively trading in your own personal wallet. Be sure to send test transactions before sending the whole amount. The second important thing to keep in mind is that we could be approaching the final phase of this crypto bull market. That means there are going to be cryptos rallying left and right. The temptation to sell the cryptos you own to buy those that are rallying will be high, especially if yours are lagging. But if you truly believe that the niche your crypto belongs to is going to become big and that the narrative of the crypto itself is strong, then be patient and wait for your turn. If you're having doubts, just ask yourself, is this something my mum and dad would understand and buy? If yes, you're probably fine. The last important thing to keep in mind is that if you miss the train on crypto, don't get discouraged. Historically, crypto follows a 4-year cycle. So even if you think you missed this cycle, it's still a huge opportunity. You'll have almost 2 years to do your research, looking into the different niches that could get big and the cryptos with the strongest narratives within them. And not only that, but you'll also have almost 2 years to accumulate these cryptos in peace without having to feel like you're going to miss the train again.
Pretty straightforward stuff, right?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there.
Well, these are the takeaways I got. Was like, keep your crypto in your wallet, in a wallet you control. Don't leave them on exchanges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Send a test transaction first. So send a little bit to on if you're going to take it off an exchange, put it in your wallet, send a little bit of just a test, small amount, make sure it gets to its proper destination, and then do the main transaction. Would your mom and dad understand this? If they do, probably going to be okay.
Yeah. And to that point, how many times have we seen actually the older people in some ways are more receptive to the Bitcoin than the younger people?
That's the case in my family.
They may be more in tune to, you know, the crappy coins and stuff like that. But as far as a good investment and return on your money type thing, it's mostly the elderly that are buying and holding a lot of times with it.
Just for sure. And you still have time.
I was going to say, that's what I really like.
Yeah.
You have time for your education, and you still have time to purchase. Again, we have plenty of time to do what we need to do, even at the price it is.
Oh, yeah,
Even at the price that it is.
Well, think about the stock analogy. I mean, if you're going to buy stocks, I mean, just because you couldn't buy Chevron, you know, 100 years ago, would you not buy it now? I mean, it's
a no-brainer. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the spirit of our show tonight. Keep learning. Stay curious. Educate yourself.
Yep.
You're listening to Tokens Radio Show on 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. And we will be back in a few minutes. See you on the other side.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC
can't. Good day. Welcome to This Is Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, to provide the latest local updates. Amazon is poised to transform Redding's economy by purchasing 34 acres in Stillwater Business Park for a new distribution center. The $2.5 million deal, now in escrow, promises job creation and economic growth, as highlighted by Shasta Economic Development Corp's President Rebecca Baer. The project aligns with the park's focus on industrial expansion, potentially boosting local revenue. While details of Amazon's plans remain undisclosed, the community anticipates significant opportunities. While economic growth sparks optimism, environmental concerns are stirring debate in the region. A federal proposal to raise Shasta Dam, potentially increasing California's largest reservoir's capacity, is gaining traction under the new administration. The project faces opposition from the Winnemem Wintu tribe, who fear it will harm Chinook salmon migrations and violate the state's Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. Environmental agencies warn of significant ecological impacts on the Sacramento River. Despite past resistance from state officials, the plan could reshape water management, but at a cultural and environmental cost. Environmental debates contrast with urgent public safety concerns emerging nearby. Two teens face felony charges in Tehama County for allegedly planning an attack on Evergreen Middle School. Authorities thwarted the plot, ensuring no harm came to students or staff. The incident has heightened community vigilance, with officials emphasizing the importance of early intervention and school safety measures. Details of the planned attack remain under investigation, but the charges underscore the seriousness of the threat. Parents and residents are urged to stay proactive in reporting suspicious activities. Web Tehama County Teens. While safety concerns demand vigilance, Redding is soaring to new heights with a positive development. The Redding Regional Airport will launch its first direct flight to Denver on Thursday, May 22, 2025, with United Airlines. This new route expands travel options for North State residents, offering seamless access to a major hub for business and leisure. Airport officials anticipate a surge in passenger traffic, boosting local tourism and commerce. The service fulfills long-standing community demand for more direct flights, marking a significant step in Redding's growth as a regional travel hub. Residents are excited about the convenience and economic opportunities this brings to the North State. Find more local stories on our social media, Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook, at Town Hall News on X, and mountaintopmedia.com. From all of us at Town Hall Brief, thanks for listening.
And we're back.
That's a good song.
And it's like magic.
Yes, it's like magic.
I was having a really hard time picking music for our last show. And when I come across that, I got to thinking, you know, this whole journey's been like magic.
Yeah, it has
when
been.
You stop and think where we were 4 years ago and the thought process and the education and teaching people and talking to people about it.
Mm-hmm. It has been. It has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, before we went to the break, we were breaking down the basics. It's been an incredible 4 years.
Yeah.
sharing the Bitcoin journey with everybody, you, yep. Ben, everybody.
Yes, our transition from when we first started, it's like we talked about all kinds of cryptos.
Yeah, we
and
did.
Then when the fiasco with FTX and all of that, and the whole industry got smacked. And it's like,
yeah, it's spanked.
It's hard. Bitcoin, not cryptos. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, like we tell people, we still do, you know, we dabbled.
Right.
We got spanked
in
the beginning.
Yeah.
We learned, and that's all it took.
That's right.
Yeah, but most Bitcoiners have done the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've all grown up in this process. So, you know, we started the show to educate folks about Bitcoin and push for its adoption. I mean, we thought mm-hmm. it was really cool, and we knew that we had to do our part to get involved to spread adoption. And wow, what a ride it's been. It's like when you say, it's just so full of gratitude that we've had this opportunity to use this forum, this space, you know, the mm-hmm. airways here in Reading, and have all of you who are listening bear with us as we've gone down this journey with you. And from niche to mainstream, Bitcoin's now a global force, and we're so proud to have been a part of that story.
Yeah, totally. You
yeah.
know, with Bitcoin hitting a high of $112,509 and some change.
Yeah.
Just a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We thought it was a perfect time to wrap up everything, counting down the top 10 Bitcoin stories over the past 4 years. These are the moments that made Bitcoin what it is today. Are we ready for the journey, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Starting at
let's
number
go.
10. I feel like a game show host.
Yeah. I was thinking
starting
of Wayne,
number 10.
Wayne Allen Root when he does his 10
oh, yeah.
top 10 countdown.
Okay, technology, golly, advancements, Christy. We've gone from cool tech like silent payments, the Bitcoin virtual machine, also known as BitVM, excuse me, that enables complex computations and smart contracts. Remember
yep,
the smart contracts
right.
to be executed on Bitcoin blockchain and staking through Babylon. These make Bitcoin more private, versatile, and even let you earn rewards.
Yeah. What is that, Ethereum? Anyway, just a side comment. Yeah.
Oops.
These are just techie buzzwords, but they mean Bitcoin's getting easier to use and it's more secure. Silent payments, for example, make transactions super private, like sending a secret note. And BitVM, it's like giving Bitcoin a superpower to do more complex stuff.
Exactly.
Right, it is.
Excuse me. These upgrades show Bitcoin's not standing still. It's evolving.
Yeah.
Real world needs. We've talked about that, which is a huge adoption.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't want a faster, safer way to use Bitcoin?
Oh, absolutely.
Who doesn't want a faster, safer internet or anything
right.
anymore?
Yeah, you bet. So rolling in number 9 is a big milestone. Bitcoin hit its 1 billionth transaction in May of 2024, just a year ago. That's 15 years of people
wow.
sending, receiving, and trusting this network.
That is so mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It really is. Because I'm thinking back to 4 years ago. Who would have guessed,
right.
even in that time, how many transactions?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Bitcoin is saying and has been saying, here I am, I'm reliable, and I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, have we
exactly.
heard this before?
Yeah.
It's proof that decentralized systems work, no matter what the skeptics say, and then now they're joining us in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a testament to Bitcoin's staying power, and every transaction is a vote of confidence from users worldwide.
Yeah. At number 8, global regulatory clarity.
Mm-hmm.
We've got countries like Japan and Hong Kong stepping up with crypto-friendly rules. Japan made Bitcoin payments legal, and Hong Kong's got a stablecoin network.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That is amazing for Hong Kong.
Yeah. That's huge for adoption, Linda. When governments say, okay, Bitcoin's legit, it makes people feel safer investing or using it, you know. We have a president that's all behind it.
Right.
Remember when we started the show, so many folks were scared of regulatory crackdowns?
Yes. They sure were. It was like, no, no.
Yeah, I wonder what Gensler's going to do.
Yeah.
Gensler who?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Now the world's trying to catch up, or is catching up. The rules are opening the doors for businesses, everyday users to jump in without fear.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, mm-hmm. the framework is just being built much quicker now. So coming in at number 7 is the Lightning Network, which grew 1,212% in payment volume over just 2 years. And Linda, explain, why is this so cool for our listeners?
I'll gladly do that because, you know, it took me a while to get onto the Lightning Network thing. It's like Bitcoin's Express Lane. Took me a while to grasp that.
Right.
It makes the transactions faster and cheaper. So you can buy coffee with Bitcoin without waiting to pay the higher fees.
And to your point about grasping, it's a layer 2. Lightning Network is built on top of the Bitcoin blockchain, and so it enabled it to create this functionality so that transactions can process in seconds.
Right.
Yeah. So I love that analogy. It's turning Bitcoin into actual money you can spend daily, not just a digital gold bar, right? And this is what we dreamed of when we started Bitcoin.
Yes.
And everyone's wallet for everyday use.
Yep, and it's happening. Businesses are adopting it, and that's a big win for our mission. We were just talking about one before we came on air about, Steak and Shake.
Yeah, right?
Because I finally just heard that now they're accepting Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Number 6 is Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, going all in on Bitcoin's holding 439,000 BTCs by May 2025. That's over $1 billion in purchases just this year.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Saylor is like the ultimate Bitcoin cheerleader. He always has been. He's at every speech, every conference. His company's treating Bitcoin like a treasure chest, and it's inspiring other businesses to do the same, hence 21 million.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild to think companies are now stashing Bitcoin like gold.
Yeah.
It shows how far we've come. Bitcoin's just, remember when it was, Bitcoin's just for tech nerds. Hey, you know, they say corporate asset, but how about just an asset for everyday Joe, too?
Oh, absolutely. But for it to actually, for registered investment advisors to be able to advise their clients and say, hey, we can get you into this.
Yeah, they never used to be.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So
it's come a long ways.
Oh, it has. I mean, this is why things are moving along and why we're at 112. So at number 5, we've got the Trump administration's crypto-friendly policies after his 2024 election win. He's talking about a strategic Bitcoin reserve and making the U.S. the crypto capital of the world, and he intends to make that happen.
Yeah, this is definitely a game changer, Christy. When a U.S. president says Bitcoin's a national asset, it's a signal to the world.
Yeah.
It's no wonder Bitcoin jumped to 76,000 right after the election.
Yeah, remember that?
Like, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, baby, boom.
Exactly. It's like the government giving Bitcoin a big thumbs up, which is huge for investor confidence, and pushing that price to, 112,000 last Thursday.
I mean, would you really have thought when we started 4 years ago, 112,000 was really in the picture? I mean, honestly.
It seems so far away, but then yet, I mean, I think... it was $64,000 or something like that, and then just a few months later, it went down to $20,000, and the comeback from there.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So just hanging on there.
Okay. Are we at number 4?
We are at number 4.
Is El Salvador the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender back in 2021. That's crazy. And they're still at it with plans for a Bitcoin city.
Yeah. They have been so, their story is so inspiring, Linda. They're using Bitcoin to empower their people. They have it as part of their high school educations where children are graduating with certificates on how to use Bitcoin. And especially in places where banks aren't accessible, You know, Bitcoin right, City, powered by volcanoes.
Yeah, that's
the next level. And we did happen to know somebody who was consulting on setting up a mining operation at the volcanoes. And gosh, and it was, what is it, Bitcoin Ben, who was one of the first to break the story about going to El Salvador. El Salvador is welcoming people. Come open up a business here.
Yeah, and look what it did for the people down there. Yeah. You know, it gave the people freedom to control their money.
Right.
Big deal down there. I mean, we discussed this many times in earlier shows.
Yes.
How Bitcoin's a tool for financial inclusion, and El Salvador is making it reality. Those people are happy little people down there.
Yeah, and one of the guests that we've had, Alvin Jackson, has made several trips to El Salvador, and he would come back and talk about their education program there.
Oh, I forgot about
that. And he was, he was the proverbial converter. He always.
Oh, yeah, with everybody.
He would tip in Bitcoin, and somebody didn't have Bitcoin, he'd set them up with a moon wallet and tip them in Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yep,
it was pretty
sure
cool.
Did, yeah. Forgot about that.
Number three is the Bitcoin halving just 13 months ago, which cut the new Bitcoin supply in half from 6.5 Bitcoin to 3.25 Bitcoin per 10-minute block. So, Linda, why does that always get everyone excited?
Because it's like a rare gem. We're back to the only 21 million will exist.
Right.
The halving makes new Bitcoin harder to get.
Right.
Which usually, what's it do? Push the price up.
Right.
That's why we saw the big rally in 24.
Yeah, it's like Bitcoin's a built-in scarcity superpower. Every 4 years, it reminds the world why it's so valuable. And just hence why when you buy on an exchange, your Bitcoin is probably not even there. It's got to be acquired.
Right.
And so it can be sent to you.
But
because it's
happens,
so hard to get.
Yeah, but that happens with anything. We've seen that happen with gold. We've seen that happen with silver. Any real asset. You'll see that happen because of the way people are with their buying and selling and trading hygiene, for lack of word, you know.
Our practices. Yep.
All right. Number two, Bitcoin is smashing through 100,000 since December of 24.
That's when it broke.
And we were screaming when that happened.
Yes, we were literally dancing here in the studio. We were giddy.
Happy feet.
Yes, we were very happy. Yeah, and it hit 103.9, and it wasn't just a number. It was proof that Bitcoin's here to stay. And people who doubted it, they're eating their words now.
Yeah, the milestone showed everyone, grandmas, investors, the government, that it's not a fad. Bitcoin's not a fad. It's a global asset, and that 112,000 high this week proves it's still climbing.
Yeah.
And like we talked earlier, people are predicting almost like the moon.
Yeah, 150 to 200 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our number one story, the SEC approving a spot Bitcoin ETF in January of 2024, so just a year and a half ago. So why is that the biggest deal?
Because that means that Bitcoin got brought to Wall Street.
Yes, indeedy.
And our good friends over at BlackRock and Fidelity, these giants made it so anyone with a brokerage account can invest in Bitcoin without touching a crypto wallet.
Yeah.
And that's huge for the adoption of it.
Well, you bet. I mean, there were people who wanted to buy Bitcoin. They wanted to use their reserve, their retirement 401ks, and they weren't allowed to. But as soon as the ETFs were available, they were then able to get their hands on Bitcoin and get a lot of it. So, it's been quite a ride.
And
And another comment on BlackRock, too. Remember when Larry Fink would say, oh, you only want to have, 2 to 3% of your holdings in Bitcoin. And then it was just recently where he's saying your portfolio should be 60%.
Again, so, we kind of started a different jig, you know?
So Bitcoin got a VIP pass to the mainstream. Mm-hmm. BlackRock's ETF is now the second largest Bitcoin holder. And that's why we're ending the show. Bitcoin's institutionalized, and it kind of feels like our job is done. I mean,
yeah, it kind of does.
When you think about it, when you're thinking about the stocks and investment shows that you hear all over the radios, they're kind of almost sound a lot alike, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with it. Yeah. You know, the ETFs kind of open the gates.
Yeah. So,
you know, and that 73,000 high in March of 24 just started it.
Yeah,
it's just
it sure
started
did.
The workings of it.
So looking back at all these stories, it's amazing how far Bitcoin's come in just 4 years, from ETFs to El Salvador to a global movement now. And, it's been great to see it grow up.
Yeah, I totally agree, Christy. You know, we started Tokens Radio Show to spread the word and to educate people. And then with it hit the high of 112,000 this week.
Yeah.
It's like we've watched it grow up.
Yeah.
And it just keeps growing up.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like your kid.
Well, when we started, we used to talk about this, that it was in its infancy stage. And all of a sudden, you know, just a year ago, we were talking about it's an adolescence.
Right, exactly.
It's grown up now. It's in the mainstream.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yep. And like we shared with the listeners earlier, you're not too late.
No.
You still can get an education. We'll still get an education. There's still plenty to learn out there, that's for sure. And you're not too late to start acquiring it.
No, not at all. You're never too late.
No.
If you are buying stocks, you're a young person and you're getting in the stock market, you could say the same thing about that, and you don't think you're late to that. So never think that you're late to this.
Right. And a little bit, it can make a big difference, especially with the price if it goes up.
Oh, yeah. It can make a big change in your life.
It most certainly can. And what did I hear earlier today? You know, if you miss it, you miss it. So if you don't get anything, you know, after it's all said and done, it's not like you can go back and say, oops, I want to do it now.
Right.
So even if you just buy a little bit, something is better than nothing.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's very important.
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a blast, and we're so grateful to you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey. And Bitcoin's just not a currency. It's a revolution, and you've all been part of it, and you've been so gracious to receive us and to allow us to chat with you every week. And we just want to say thank you. I mean, we've got our families and Linda to you.
I want to thank you for all the work. You do a lot behind the scenes with it over the last 4 years. We've learned a lot.
Yes, we have.
But you are more the techie person and make sure everything stays in line and keep us together and cracks a whip and everything. And I won't say that I mean, I'll miss it.
Yeah, I will too.
I definitely will.
Yes.
But,
you never know what we might end up doing here in the future. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. But just remember, you're never too late.
That's right.
Never stop learning. And there's always a way to get a hold of us if you really need something or need help. We're more than happy to help you.
You bet. We'll leave our X account up at Tokens Radio Show. Do you remember, of course you remember, Linda, but our listeners, maybe you remember Cameron. He was one of our original co-hosts, and we want to thank him. He had so much energy, and he brought the crypto side of the story.
Yes, he did. He was on a different wave.
He was willing to go into the crypto weeds, and that was really good. And so we learned a lot from him.
Yeah, and we want to thank him.
And Christine Cranley, who our friend from Texas, who we met online and became good friends with her, and she is an expert in mining. She's a registered investment advisor, and she's taught us quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, and she will keep on teaching us.
Oh, yeah.
And we've also educated her to the North State.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yep, she's now a resident. Yep.
She is.
And our beloved Elizabeth.
Miss Elizabeth.
Yes.
Little Snow White.
Snow White, yes, indeed.
That's all I have in my head with her. To be so young and have so much going on.
Right.
And bring so much to the table for us.
Yes, you
bet.
Was
wonderful.
And to Peter, who knocked on our window one day while we were doing a show, and we weren't too sure about that. That was such an unexpected thing, and we weren't too sure what to expect, but Peter joined us for a number of months, and he was such a great contributor, and
has
superior knowledge in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and we just so appreciate him.
Yeah, he had, I don't know where he found all the time to do some of the education, but he always had educational pieces to bring to the table to help us in our journey.
Yeah, and he had great energy. And
yeah, he did.
Then Lauren Hoddle, we want to thank him for pitching in and helping out with some of our broadcast. He's a great guy, and you'll find him on X at Lauren Hoddle. Very knowledgeable. He is a Bitcoin maxi, and just want to say thank you, Lauren. And we mentioned Alan Jackson there earlier, and he was really good about that. We got to thank the station, KCNR, Carl and Linda Bott, for taking us up on this wild idea, because Carl goes, I just don't understand that. How are you going to do a show every weekend about that? So, and here we are. So,
I mean, he was totally open to it.
Yeah, he was.
He really was.
Yeah.
Back then, it wasn't like, you know, he was like a deer in a headlights.
Yeah.
But he was open to the concept, and we appreciate that, Carl and Linda, for allowing us the time to put it out there.
Absolutely. And Sue McClain, you know, she always has that just, she has an amazing voice, and you'll hear her on a lot of the commercials and all that. She's been such a great resource to work with in the background.
Yeah.
And our producers, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we can't thank the producers enough.
Yes, producers have been awesome. We've worked with some really good producers, but I got to say, Ben, I think that you're right at the top there.
Ben's number one, I think.
You really are.
So number one, Papa Song.
It was great to end on a positive high note with you. And we want to say thank you to our sponsors, the Queen of Dragons. I mean, they're just, they're like how we feel about things. You know, we believe in our freedom and sovereignty, and they believe in medical freedom and sovereignty. And that's why in the Town Hall Brief, who we play, and bring a little bit of the news in that may get lost into the shuffle during the week.
And keep your ears open for that, because I don't think you may hear the town hall on other...
Oh, yeah. It's on Rumble, and I think Mountaintop plays
it. We do put it on Mountaintop Media, too.
Yep.
So.
And you'll find that on X at the Shasta Lake Town Hall. So, my goodness gracious, and gosh, there's just so many people to thank, and just... Gosh, what a great ride. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, thank you. I mean, this is one to put in the books that, you know, not a lot of people can say.
That's true.
Because I just wonder, like, in the next 4 years, what's the story going to be like, okay?
Yeah. And I know our husbands really just... So thank you to our husbands who put up with this every weekend, right?
Yeah.
And all of the prepping and, yeah. So I want to say thank you. So thank you.
Yeah,
for that.
We couldn't have done it without all the good support got that would help us out and not kick us to the curb. You know, they didn't do that. And all the people out there listening, even though they didn't feel comfortable in calling in, we know they listen. We know that they're learning, because I still come across them out in the community. And like I say, you know, feel free to get a hold of us on X or whatever. We're more than happy. It's not like we're going to quit doing Bitcoin.
Oh, gosh, no.
Nope, we're in it. We're definitely Bitcoiners, and we're always learning, too, so you never know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still every day the routine to read and learn and listen to various podcasts and whatnot, to just keep on learning and listening. We're taking our own advice.
Yep. So thanks again to all of you. Appreciate you, Anna. We'll see you sometime in the future.
All right.
Well, Satoshi Nakamoto, that's a name I love to say. And we don't know much.
much about him, but he came to save the day. When he wrote about the way things are and the way things ought to be, he gave us all a protocol this world had never seen. Oh, Bitcoin, as you're going into the old blockchain, oh, Bitcoin, I know you're going to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.